Don't ask why you are here. God has a plan for you. Amen. Don't ask where you were born. Where you were born, God has a plan for you. Don't ask why you were made what you were made. God has a plan for you. And God has a plan for your life. Amen. Let that be your confidence. Amen. No, don't ever have a doubt. It's got a plan for your life. Amen. So there's no fear, right? Praise the Lord. And in His plan, He foresees your mistakes. Right? He foresees your misjudgments. We all have misjudgments. Praise the Lord. He walks it all out. Amen. So be at rest, okay? God has a plan for your life. You are led by His Spirit. Romans 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Anyone who is a son of God here? Well, for the sake of those who like clarity, sons and daughters. You know, I was in the Bible Translation Review Committee meeting and someone said, we have to change this sons. Him. So I said, no problem. We start saying sons and daughters, kings and queens. Your Bible will just become bigger. Hallelujah. They're led by the Spirit of God. And you know the voice of the Good Shepherd. You know, the voice of a stranger you don't follow. Absolutely. Amen. You see, the reason why some of us don't know we hear God is because we thought it was something very difficult. Hallelujah. We thought it was something very, very difficult. No, it's not. God does not hide. You know, someone that hides and says, He doesn't hide. He lives in you. So you know His voice. Amen. Usually why we have challenges knowing what He says and what He doesn't say is because we don't feed on the word well. You know, if you know someone's voice, if I call you, for example, and I say, please, who is this? I say, good morning. I say, please, who is this? It must have been because you don't listen well to me. Though I've done some tricks before for some church folks. I'll call them, use another voice. And I'll say, I saw you in church. And, you know, I kind of like you. Say, no. So what did I say? I say, relax now. We met at the door. And the person was saying, no, where, who do you say you are? After a few minutes, I say, it's me. He said, Pastor, I'm sorry, sir. But there was something like that. She just started giving me some, what do you call, accent. Hello, who's that? I said, Adeola. So I play some of those pranks. I can play pranks too. But see, if you know someone's voice, and if you hear it all the time, if you are used to the word, if you read the word often and hear the word often, when God talks to you, you know it's God. Some things you don't even have to pray about it. You know? I say, that's not God. I say, well, if someone gets up and he gives you a prophecy, you just start laughing. There was somewhere I was, so that was about 25 years ago, and somebody got up and started prophesying. I said, nonsense. Interestingly, somebody I respect, but he was saying nonsense. You know, why was I that bold? Because I know the voice of God. That's not the voice of God. Amen. So, don't allow anybody manipulate you. If you feed on the word of God, nobody can manipulate you. No one can. There was one time that God, I think another 24 years ago, sorry for giving some mystery. She was seated there. Let me not embarrass her now. She knows what I'm about to say. I taught them something about the inward witness. Leading of the Spirit was fulfilling your destiny in God. That was 1999. And interestingly, I'm teaching it right now in church in Lagos. So I taught them that, you see, if somebody comes and teaches the word, and is teaching the word, that, and someone comes and gives a vision, that usually we look at the vision as a spectacular one, and we give it much reverence. There is one that is teaching the word that you give more attention. I taught them, oh, they heard it. She was there. And they all said, yes. I said, yeah. The word first. That the way you would listen to someone who's teaching, I was talking about judgment, that if someone comes around and he says, I saw something, so judge that person by the word. Don't get emotional. Yes, we should not become unyielding to the supernatural.
But then, you know, because we know that the supernatural can also be negative, so we stay with the word to, as it were, let me put the proper word, to be clear, to have proper distinction. So I taught them, and I taught them, it was a series. I think I taught the thing for about a year. So I stationed every Friday. That was our midweek service then. So the next Friday, I was in a friend's house, Pastor Tim Bridge. He's now in South Africa. So I said, Pimo, call Pimo. I said, I'm going to do something in church. He said, what? I said, I'm going to test what I taught them last week. He said, oh, you're a crazy man. I said, I'm going to do so, so, and so. He said, how far do you? I said, I want to test whether they really understood what I was saying. So I got to church. Now then, the back used to come through the back. So I would wear the lavalier. So the technical guy just said, I didn't use the lavalier. I just said, I now frowned, like you say, frowned to my face. Like, I'm in the spirit. I said, what is that? So I got up. So I got to church. I just got to the pulpit. So I sang a song. So I said, you know, guys, the Lord showed me this. And I was describing the vision. And exactly what I told them not to do was what they did. So I was now painting one picture, and they raised their hands. She also did. So I left them hanging. So I went back, took my Bible, and said, "See there, all of you, something that I just taught you last week." Hallelujah! Because we judge everything by the word. Is that okay? Let nobody manipulate you. Let no one. Now, there's now an extreme. The extreme could now be, you now become almost suspicious. Don't become suspicious. If you read the word well, you will embrace the supernatural very well. But at the same time, like I said, you know, you'll know how to judge things. That's not of God. There's no point. There's nothing to pray about. The fact that you're praying about it means that the thing got to you. There's nothing to pray about. Absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just be full of the word. Be full of the word. When you are full of the word, to know what God is saying is not going to be difficult. Hey, I don't know. There was one time I was teaching. Someone came to me and said, Pastor, I don't know what to do. I said, go back. When you know what to do, come and let's talk. He didn't get it. He came back, said, again, sir. Good afternoon, sir. I was seeing you yesterday. I said, I saw you. I said, I know. But I want to tell you that I don't know what to do. I said, no. Go back. When you know what to do, let's talk. So he came again. He said, sir, what I was trying to say is, I don't know what to do. I said, I heard you. When you know what to do, come back and let's talk. How? So he got it. He said, sir, now I know what to do. I said, now let us talk. Don't start from the negative. God is leading you. Now, you may want to find out what you know, because in your spirit you are led of God. Amen. There's light all over there. All over. There's no confusion there. We walk in the light as He is in the light. Amen. And all your decisions are well made. They are properly made. Hallelujah. The first thing to say is, I'm led by God. Hallelujah. I'm led of the Spirit. First of all, say that. So when you're going for counseling, just say, well, I'm led by God, Pastor. Just want to find out, what do you think about this? What do you, don't start with the negative. You are born again. Hallelujah. I'm led by God's Spirit. I have no single doubt about tomorrow. I'm led by the Spirit of God. So don't allow anything manipulate you, you know, and all that. Don't. When you are full of the word, that recognition is there. You know this is not God's Spirit. It's not God's Spirit. There was someone I told. I said, look, what I'm listening to. So the person came around. In fact, it was a very funny story. You know, this particular woman will always say something and she'll believe it. So I told her, I said, look, this was, I think, around 21 years ago, 22. I said, what I'm listening, 21. I said, this is not the Spirit of God. I said, It came to pass. I said, it's not the Spirit of God. You know, obviously, she hasn't been feeding well on the word. She hasn't been feeding well on the word. So, okay, the thing got her into different things. I won't give much details. So one day, she now says something. I was pastoring in Lagos then, because I was pastoring in Lagos. So she lived in another state, Ogun State, Ijebu-Ode precisely. She now said that she decided to come for the service in Lagos. She wasn't in our church. She just wanted to attend the service. So she now said she wanted to leave. And the woman now told her that, what I see so and so. If you travel, this will happen. She now said she was going to go. She now left. She didn't even tell me. She came for the service, I thought. She didn't even say, somebody said so and so. Let's, we are going to pray about it. She didn't even say anything. She now went back and told the woman, now I'm back. That was the end of those prophecies. That was the end. You know, that was the end. You see, when you are not surrounding yourself with the word of God, you will be vulnerable. Be full of God's word. You see, that thing about Bible study, that we take time to teach, it is for our good. It's for our good. Because you see, if you don't take time with Bible study, they will give you 40 days fasting. This problem, it will require 40 days fasting, 14 dry. There was someone that gave that punishment. I said, you have this problem, you need 7 days dry fasting. Say, hey, I'll do it, sir. When she was now done, the sixth day or so, I said, you know, you need no fasting. Say, what now happened? I said, I wanted to punish you. When you were not coming to hear the word, you need those kind of things. So, go and fast and pray. You know, stick your time in the word. Something like morning devotion. Wake up in the morning and don't just dash out to work. At least 1 hour. Feed on the word of God early in the morning. Don't do it in the afternoon. Don't do it when you are driving. No, don't do that. That is not a devotion. A devotion is something that when you are doing, that's the only thing you are doing. We used to call it quiet time, right? Quiet time. It's not old fashioned. No, it's not. It's not Old Testament either. Quiet time. Spend that time to feed on the word of God. Spend that time to pray and prepare for your day. And throughout the day, you will discover that your mind will be on what you listened to and what you read. You see, the basic things in Christianity never change. They are basic things. Put God first in the morning. Study His word. Pray. Simple things. The Christian work is not complicated. It's not complicated. If you come to me 20 times for counsel, I'll give you the same reason. The same counsel. You know, you are going to go and listen to the word. Then you are going to practice it. No amount of praying I pray for you will make you practice the word till you practice it. You are the one that will have to do it. So you go and, you know, meditate upon it. You know, Paul said to Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:15, he says, meditate upon these things, give yourself wholly unto them, that your profiting may appear unto all. Meditation includes to use your mind and your mouth. Your mind and your mouth, which includes study. You read the word, then you put the word on your lips. So they are basic things. They are not difficult things. Basic things. Take out an hour in the day. Take out 1.5 hours in the day. Early in the morning. Set out that way. And just feed on the word. And just feed on the word. And pray. And set out in the day. Get yourself accustomed to God's word. When you do that, to know when God is speaking is the easiest thing. Get yourself accustomed to always feeding on the word. Proverbs 4:20, say, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Say, keep them in the midst of your heart. Let them not depart from your eyes. For their life to those who find them, 22, and medicine, health to all their flesh. He said, guard your heart, 23, with all diligence. For out of it are the issues that govern life. So you must guard your heart. How do you guard your heart? Put the word first place. Put the word first place. If the only time you are hearing the word is when you are in church, then you are not serious. You must have a time in the day when you are reading the word, you are listening to the word, you are meditating on the word, and you are praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're in such times where we know clearly the voice of the good shepherd. The voice of the stranger we don't follow. Because we recognize it. We recognize it. We are used to the voice of the good shepherd. Because he always leads us. Hallelujah. He always leads us. Amen. And last night, you know, we spoke about contending for the supernatural. you know, contending for the supernatural. Where you are, you give yourself to the things of the Spirit more. You give yourself to the things of the Spirit, like the brother leading worship said today. Learn to pray in the Spirit. Sing in the Spirit. Do it often. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Jude 20, he said, my beloved, build yourselves on the most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 14, Paul in 18 said, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. I mean, if Paul can say that, then take it seriously. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. And what does he mean by speak with tongues? Verse 14, he says, if I pray in the Spirit, I pray in tongues. He said, my mind is unfruitful. My spirit prays, pardon me, but mine is unfruitful. How is it then? I'll pray with the Spirit, I'll pray with the understanding. I'll sing with the Spirit, I'll sing with the understanding also. Which means that when Paul says, I speak with tongues more than you all, it means I pray in the Spirit a lot. And I sing in the Spirit a lot. Contend for things like that. They are not outdated. Do it so often. Do it so often. In fact, don't find it difficult to know the number of hours you prayed in tongues in a day. Let it be so difficult for you that I can, maybe it's 10, maybe it's 15, maybe because as I was driving, I was doing, as I was walking, I was doing it. I was praying in tongues a lot. Building up yourself on the most holy faith. Jude 20, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. Paul says, he that speaks in tongues speaks not unto men. You know, for no man understands. Albeit in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. In verse 4, it says, he that speaks in tongues builds up himself, edifies himself. So you can do that so often. Contend for the supernatural. Contend for the things of the Spirit. Contend for the things of the Spirit. Contend. And you will always know whether you are, you know, I used to teach this. Look up. That you should be like this when it comes to the things of God. Like you're on the edge. You're about to all the time. So that you are ready. You know, so when we, because a couple of minutes now, we're going to have many Holy Ghost meetings. You don't have to be told. You don't have to be told, next week we're going to have Holy Ghost meetings, then we'll start to prepare. Mm-mm. You should be on the edge like this. That anytime someone needs something by the Holy Ghost, you are ready. You are ready. You are ready. Anytime someone needs something by the Holy Ghost, you are ready. You are keen. You are sensitive. You are sensitive, so contend for it. Contend for the supernatural. Contend for the, no matter how your environment looks like. Contend, see, Christianity is supernatural. It's supernatural. It is very supernatural. When we say we believe, the fact that you are even saying you believe in God, an unseen God, means that you ought to know that your faith is supernatural. It's supernatural. The new birth is supernatural. Forgiveness of sins is supernatural. Hallelujah. The gift of righteousness is supernatural. Our walk with God is supernatural. Our fellowship with one another is supernatural. Our walking with other believers is supernatural. So you can't, the supernatural is everything. It's everything. It's everything. We are born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So that's your first consciousness. Your first consciousness. You contend for the supernatural. You know how many times you take a fast in the month, for example. You know, times of fast. Times of fasting simply means you take time off food and natural luxuries. You just take time off, you know, in hours in the day. And it's no longer strike that, okay, you're just looking at a wristwatch every 10 minutes. And that's time that, like, you think your watch stopped. It didn't stop. You are the one that stopped fasting. You start in the morning. And you know, during that period, you spend, that's not the time that you have your Netflix on overdrive. So you're fasting and you're watching the next movie and say, blah, 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 blah. By the time I watch three movies, it'll be 5 o'clock. It'll be 5 o'clock. The fast will be over. You just wasted your time. In a fast. The reason for a fast is to spend some more time in spiritual things. Meditating on the word of God, reading it. And in those periods also, you know, go out for evangelism. Get in on spiritual activities. Take time to fast. And have friends around you who contend for the same things. Friends around you who contend for the same things. I told you last night, evil communication corrupts good manners. 1 Corinthians 15:33. He said, don't be deceived. is that is, if there's a likelihood you think it might not be so, don't be deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Why today am I in the ministry? Because I kept friends around me who are in the ministry. That's all. That's all. Why am I still pastoring today? You know, I'll tell Reverend Tokumba Adejumo, he's director of Rema Bible Training Center, can I take him in Nigeria? We've been friends. I've known him now, I'm sure this is about 30 years. And, you know, we tell ourselves that, you know, you said that back then. You used to say that back then. So those are the kind of people you keep around you. When you keep people around you like that, that's what you'll be doing too. You know? So you have friends who contend for the supernatural. Friends who contend for the super. Of course, you have career friends, you have business friends, you have academic friends, you know. You know, different, you know, people like that. You know, I'm multidimensional in the way I do things. But the people who are closest to me, where I take my values, ideals, and ideas, are people that contend for the supernatural. Know that. Surround yourself with people that are going to where you are going to. Is that okay? Aha. Keep people around you who contend for the things of God. Any little thing, let's just pray about it. Believers like that, let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. You know, not that somebody will ask you to marry him and then you say yes on the spot. I don't understand. Is it a call for salvation? You know, salvation, you say yes, Lord. Why don't you say, let me pray about it? It's not outdated, is it? Let me pray about it. Give me some time. Let me just say, yeah, and somebody will now come and kneel down and bring out ring. Put your ring back. I want to go and pray. Ring. Ring. Call. Let me go and pray about it. Let me pray. Why should you pray about it? We are led of God. Are you the God that is leading me? It's not outdated. Amen. You pray about it. You pray about it. You seek God on it. Amen. You seek Him on it. You seek what He has to say about it. Praise God. See, I'm led by the Spirit of God. I'm led by the Spirit of God. I'm so convinced to say this to you, this particular audience, that you know the days of confusion are over. Yeah, that you won't be in between two things anymore. Your mind will be too clear, very sure. Very sure. You know, the eat and miss it days are done. Amen. You're clear. Clear. And don't judge yourself by your past mistakes. We all make mistakes and you still make more. Amen. I've made mistakes. I'll still make more. Of course, they will reduce. Amen. So don't beat yourself over. Amen. Just get on. Hallelujah. And follow God's plan. God's plans include your mistakes. God's plan. Look at God's plan of salvation and redemption. The journey no smooth. God's own plan for salvation, for redemption. The journey was never smooth. We had people's faults, people's errors, people's misjudgments, and all was in God's love plan. So don't never think God's plan for your life is one straight line and nothing. Mm-mm. He foresees the fact that you have misjudgments. And in it, He's going to be glorified. Amen. As long as, of course, we are sincere. You get it? And we are sincere. We want to obey Him and follow Him. So, don't beat yourself over. You know, there are some folks that teach Christianity like, No. God foresees those things. He has. That's why He's God. And He works everything for His good. He does. Amen. You just feed on the Word of God regularly. And no matter the challenges, greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Say, you have got little children, overcome them. For greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. So let's contend for the things of God. Let's contend for the things of the Spirit. Let's contend for the supernatural. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Let's contend for those things. Let's contend for those things. Let's be on the edge. Like, it's now. We're about to do it now. All the time. All the time. It's not until we say, let's have Holy Ghost meetings. Nope. Let's be willing to yield to God at any time. At any time. In any place. In any place. You know? And, you see, some people say, well, that was when I was younger. Mm-mm, that was when you were spiritual. That's when you don't get mature as a believer and put aside spiritual things. That's carnality. Someone said, you know, when I was in university, we used to pray like 10 hours. We used to. Ah! No. Say, I pray just like when I used to pray. That's a believer. Just like back then, I prayed that way. Amen. That's how a believer should be. And I believe God for you. Amen. That you're on fire. Hallelujah. Fire for God. On fire. On fire for God. And it will spread to others. It will. It will spread to others. It will spread to others. It will spread to others. We sang that song earlier. It will spread to others. Hallelujah. Let's just pray in tongues a bit. Just pray in tongues.